Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back to the show. Time to head now to the Rude Guest Hotline. We say good morning to the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe. He's powered by Verizon. Coach Keefe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing well. So are you over that Bob Carrington heater performance last night against the Magic? I mean, a career high 32 points that he pours in. I mean, the guy was on fire, flirting with a triple-double. I mean, pretty heady stuff. For a guy who I believe just turned 20 recently. I'll have to double check the birth date, but I know he's a young 20 at this point.
I think he's still 19.
Oh, he's 19. He's not even 20.
So, yeah, I was going to say, not quite yet. He's got a significant while to go before he turns 20.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
July kicks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you got plenty of time to get him a present and wrap it and send it to Bob.
I should get him a present for his performance last night. I mean, what a great night for him last night against the Magic.
Yeah, terrific. Obviously, you saw the shooting, but like you guys said, the rebounding, the assists, it was an all-around game. Really happy for Bob. He really produced last night.
And his last two, he's only 12 for 21 from three-point land.
We'll take that for sure.
I mean, the guy's just heating up.
Are you guys happy with what you're getting from your newly acquired A.J. Johnson, right? He looks like an athletic freak. You guys are giving a lot on PT. Are you happy with what you're seeing?
Yeah, he's been terrific. Yeah, you guys can see, obviously, the explosiveness, getting to the rim, getting out in transition. But he's also got a good feel for the game, delivers passes at the right time, hits the open man. We were really happy with his progress. He really plays with no fear. It's great to see. He had a big game the other night where he finished off the game really well for us. But I've been really pleased with his progress.
He's so thin. Do you envision him putting on a lot of weight, or is he just going to be one of those guys that plays thin his entire career? Because, I don't know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's not exactly a big, thick guy. He's pretty thin. Like, what do you envision for him?
He'll definitely, he's still young, so he'll definitely get stronger, fill out his body, but he's probably never going to be a superly large man. But he plays strong for his size, as you can see. Like, he goes into traffic. He can finish in there, but he will definitely get stronger as he gets older for sure.
Coach, do these young guys have a grip yet on like nutrition when they come into the league? Because I know like 15 or 20 years ago, it wasn't as big of an emphasis on it as it is now as far as adding weight, adding good weight, taking care of your body. Like, are the young guys like Bub and Alex Saar and, you know, a big portion of your roster, is nutrition a big component for them yet, or is it something that they learn as they get into the league for a few years?
Well, the one thing that we do really well in our organization is that, you know, we're into development, as you guys know, and we really develop, it's not just your basketball skills, it's everything. You know, your work in the weight room, your work in with the medical staff, and then nutrition is a big part of that. We have a great nutritionist on our team, and so we really try to build out the whole player. So there's always a learning curve because some of these things are new for some of the guys, but they buy in very quickly because we've got really high character guys. So these guys are all on programs, and it really helps speed up their development, something that we're very important to us with the Wizards.
All right, I'm going to admit this is a sarcastic question, just having a little fun with it. A.J. Johnson played at the Donda Academy. Do you know the Donda Academy, Cakes? You're a big fan. That's Kanye West.
I'm going to ignore that question because I know where it's going.
Well, I'm just wondering if he got any good Kanye West skinny.
Haven't asked.
Yeah, you know what? Probably better.
But he went to Kanye West High School.
Right. But I mean, wouldn't they have, like, about 12 students?
I don't know.
Was that about it?
I mean, who?
Have no clue.
Who even knows?
Coach, props again to the rookies. The Wizards, this is pretty cool, are the first team in NBA history to have three or more rookies make 100 or more three-pointers in a single season. So, Bub, when the record was broken at 121, he's added to that since. Keyshawn George with 107. And Alex Saar with 100. So these young guys, you got some snipers that you guys have added to the roster. It's awesome.
Yeah, credit to those guys. I get to see it every day. These guys are really diligent workers on their craft. They're putting a tremendous amount of time working on their games, and that's the fruit of that, you know, obviously making shots like that over the course of the season. But you don't do that by not working, and those guys are workers. Every day they're in the gym working on their shooting. And then the fact that it pays off for them is thrilled, but it's the work behind the scenes, and that's what we're trying to do. He'll build real good, consistent habits, and really proud of our guys for that.
You know, it's wild. When you look at this, Cakes, is this normal? Coach, you can answer this for me, but okay, a couple of these guys are veterans that you guys acquired, you know, like Middleton and Brogdon, but you guys have eight guys averaging double figures, and, you know, Bub is at 9.5. Like, you know, Marcus Smart, you've only been here for a minute, but he's at nine. Like, you could conceivably have like 10 guys averaging double. That seems like a lot.
Yeah, I think we had a few games this year where when we're playing at our best, we'd have, I think at least once we had nine guys in double figures.
Yeah.
Which I think was a high for the year for the whole NBA. So, like, when we're playing at our best, the ball's moving, everybody's sharing in. We had a lot of guys filling out the stat sheet in terms of scoring. We had a really deep bench when everybody was healthy, so we could spread the wealth, and, you know, it's a fun game to see when we're playing like that.
By the way, speaking of when everybody's healthy, were you distraught when you were handed the injury report before the game against the Magic last night? I mean, just the guys who were listed out, Brogdon, Koulibaly, Keyshawn, Corey Kispert, Middleton, Jordan Poole, and then Rashawn Holmes, doubtful with a shoulder strain.
We're, at this time of the year, you know, we get some guys who are banged up. Yeah, you never love to see that, but that's a pretty good team in itself, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's when you see that, you just have to be like, oh, we're kind of up against it, guys. We're shorthanded. Hope you guys are ready for some Iron Man basketball. Like, that has to be the mentality, right?
Yeah, I mean, we finished the game the night before with eight guys because Rashawn had got hurt during the game, and we end up winning the game. So, like, our guys have been terrific playing with a few guys hurt right now, and, you know, this was a three-point game going into the fourth quarter. So credit to our guys for sustaining. Hard to do on a back-to-back, but these guys really, they brought it yesterday. I was really proud of them.
Talking to the head coach of the Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe. He's powered by Verizon. What's Marcus Smart meant to the team?
He's been unbelievable. Obviously, first of all, his play, you know, his energy on the court, his competitiveness, his defensive knowledge, and then just putting us in the right spots on offense. But also then his mentorship to our guys on, off the court. He just has so much knowledge and is willing to share. But I think you can feel it at the games. Like, he's contagious with his effort, his competitiveness, his ability to be physical. I mean, he brought that last night. So he's been tremendous. Really enjoyed having him on the team, getting to know him, but just a guy who brings that toughness, and I think the crowd has really responded to him.
Coach Keefe, were you aware before the game started last night that it was Harry Potter night as the Wizards took on the Magic? Did you know that heading into the game?
I did. Someone had tipped me off that I have some young girls at home, so I was able to snag a couple of the scarves and stuff.
Very
so,
good.
Yes, I was aware.
Okay,
yes.
He brought some home.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Nice. So I wasn't surprised to see that some of the younger dudes on the roster had some Harry Potter knowledge, but Malcolm Brogdon, who's like one of the Wizards' graybeards at the age of 32, him being in on Harry Potter kind of threw me for a loop. Like,
oh,
I was surprised by that.
I didn't know this. I'll have to quiz him when I next time I see him.
Yeah, you'll have to quiz him. And speaking of that, if Harry Potter trivia were a Jeopardy category and Coach Keefe were on the show, how would you fare? Is that one where you just look at it like...
I would fail miserably.
You just strike out.
I'd have to phone a friend. I'd have to phone my daughters.
They'd have to help you out. Okay, I'm pretty close with you there.
So we're almost to the end of the season. If you were to kind of think about the season big picture-wise, are you happy with the way that the season's progressed?
Yeah, you always want more wins, for sure. We're competitors. I'm a competitor. But the one thing I think is good is that we talked about growing and developing throughout the year. And the one thing we've done is we've gotten better. You know, we've played pretty well after the All-Star break. Our defense has improved under 20. I think we're like 17th or 18th in defense. And then the development of our whole roster. You know, you talked about the three guys with the threes, which is the three draft picks, which is terrific. Those guys have gotten so much better, but there's other success stories within the whole roster. And really happy for the development of our team. And we've, you know, our record has improved as the season has progressed. And we want to be playing our best basketball by the end of the year, and we feel like we're doing that. So I think that is a really positive note as we go into the offseason.
By the way, I thought I noticed this the other day. Like, how often at home do you guys have a different floor?
Yeah, they do bring out a different floor for sure. I don't know the exact count of that, but
like a half dozen different floors or something.
Edition, yeah,
I don't know if it's that
we have
many,
some different floors.
Dude, yeah. Every time I turn on, I'm trying to figure out where the hell they're playing.
Well, they have one, I think, is it for the, what's it called, the NBA Cup? That's one.
There's the Cup one, and there's, I think, the City Edition one.
Yeah. So at least three
different
floors.
I'm glad you guys are observing your observation.
Hey, we notice the important stuff, Coach. The details.
I was going to ask if you guys noticed that. So, yeah, you guys already answered the question.
Yeah,
We're all over it, Coach.
You guys are locked in.
Yeah. We are. We were more locked in on the crab dip during the suite last night, to be honest.
It was delicious.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. We're going to get him on at least another week or two, right?
It's only five games left.
Only five games left. Oh, this is it? This is the last one? All right, well, can we get a playoff prediction from you?
I'm going to shed some tears. This is my last time with you guys this year.
For now. God. But you can always come on anytime you want.
Oh, all right.
It sounds excited.
You have carte blanche.
It sounds excited. All right, give us a playoff prediction. Like a team to watch out for.
Oh, good question. I would say I'm just excited. You know, I'm like you guys. Like, this is a great time of year. I'm just excited to see who comes out of both conferences. I'm not sure. I think it's going to be pretty competitive. And for us as coaches, you always are learning. So there's the playoffs is always some stuff that you can steal and bring to your team. So predictions, I'm not good at that.
But is there a team like that you definitely wouldn't want to play that's maybe under the radar and you're like, you know what, I wouldn't want to mess with them?
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, that's a good question. No, I'm not going to name anything today. You guys are the experts. I'll leave that to you guys.
Oh, I'm not an expert. Yeah, I don't know anything.
Far from it.
Hey, right. You ask good questions, though.
Yeah.
You might not get answers, but good questions.
I asked two good ones.
All right, Coach Keefe.
Thank you. Appreciate
it,
buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks.
Coach Brian Keefe.
Or we won't.
Powered by Verizon.
Well, I think we should get him on around the draft.
I mean, maybe.
I mean, I'm sure he'd come on.
Yeah. I think he did warm up to us a little bit.
I think he kind of likes us a little bit.
When we did it in person that first time, I was like, man, he's from that Popovich tree.
Yeah.
Like, you remember? We
did it from the... He also knows, like a radio answer should be about 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, he kind of gives you an answer and just trails off. Like, he kind of has the...
Sometimes you got to get him off the hoops a little bit. That's why I threw in the Harry Potter question.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he seems like a no-nonsense all-hoops guy.
He's gone to the pop school of dealing with the media. That's just kind of his thing.
But I do agree. I think he warmed up to us. I think by the end of the year,
who doesn't? I mean, we're charismatic people, E.B. Who doesn't warm up to the jumps after repeated interviews?
I do think last night we did fine with Will Dawkins, but he was overwhelmed by the amount of people. Like, he must have met like 15 guys.
It was
like dude after dude. It's Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
It's Toby Altheiser. It's Grant Paulson.
Big sauce.
It's Chris Russell.
I kind of want to call it something like a radio blank.
I know what you want to call it.
That's kind of what it was.
I'm
right?
aware of what you want to call it, and
it kind of was. Like, it starts with a G.
You should only think it in your brain and not call it that.
But that's kind of what it was.
Kind of.
It's kind of like a radio G. Yeah.
It was also a sausage fest.
Yeah. Totally.
Which applies to my radio
sports talk radio.
My radio G.
Yeah. Will Dawkins was the bell of the ball last night.
Radio. Can I say radio GB? Kind of what it was.
Sure, you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, got to take a break. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we'll talk a little puck. Can Ovi break the record tonight? Jason Demers from the NHL Network is going to join us, and Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.